Thank you, Janet. Our text today comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. We're in the fourth chapter, verses 18 through 22. And I am using once again the Message translation. And you will see it on the screen. So it's a slightly different than what you may have brought with you or what's in the Pew Bible. But I invite you to listen. Listen with everything that's within you, your heart, your mind, and your soul, to the ancient words and a familiar story. Matthew 4. Walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. They were fishing, throwing their nets into the lake. It was their regular work. Jesus said to them, "Come with me. I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. I'll show you how to catch men and women instead of perch and bass." They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. A short distance down the beach, they came upon another pair of brothers, James and John, Zebedee's sons. They were sitting in the boat with their father, Zebedee, mending their fish nets. Jesus made the same offer to them, and they were just as quick to follow, abandoning boat and father. This is the word of God for us, the beloved children of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. I invite you to join with me as we gather around the throne of grace as we pray. Holy, loving, amazing God, we thank you first and foremost that we are in your house this day, gathered together as sisters and brothers. And Lord, I ask that you right now allow us to still our minds and quiet the voices that are trying to distract us from you. Let us hear as you whisper to us across the ages, as you say, "Come and follow me." Let us, oh God, hear deeply from the well your voice that is so tender yet shouts to us. Help us, Lord, in this moment, in this time, to be willing to be completely authentic and vulnerable to you, that we may hear, that we may respond, that we may be transformed. For God, we long to be more than we are, to be filled with your grace, to have lives that are just abundant in your mercy and your purpose. Lord, lift up your cross and hide your servant behind it. And God, I truly want only your words to be spoken. So if I am not the one that you have prepared to bring your word, I will gladly step aside. For your word is more important than all that I have to bring. Speak, Lord. Speak, my Lord. For we, your sons and daughters, are listening. Amen. This is one of those stories that we hear over and over again, and it is hard for us, particularly those of us who are in the business of preaching, to come to with fresh eyes and fresh ears. And yet, it has been haunting me for a few weeks. So hopefully it will haunt you now, because I'm tired of living with it. Here they are, doing what they always do, being good and faithful sons and members of the community. They're just sitting there. Just sitting there. And along comes this person who has been out in the community. He's been in the Judean countryside, and now he's moved to the seaside. He's been teaching and preaching, and he comes up to the boat, and he says, "Follow me." Now, he doesn't ask, "Will you follow me?" He says, "Follow me, and I'm going to make you fish differently." Now, John, I know that finds to be a little hard for you, He says, "Follow me," and I love the way it says in the Message, "I'm going to make you not fish for bass and perch." Now, for some of us, that's a little difficult. "I'm going to turn your world upside down and right side out. Stop doing what you've been doing. Follow me." Well, personally, I find that intrusive. Just downright getting in my business intrusive. It's okay to talk to the gospel that way. He's being intrusive. He is saying to them, leave your family, leave your daddy in the boat. And if you read the other gospels, particularly Mark and Luke, because this story is not in John, and I wonder why John didn't write about it since he's one of them. Anyway, I digress. We find out that Peter and Andrew had servants. They leave, you know, their business. They leave their wives and their children. Oh, no, you don't. You know, they leave everybody. That's intrusive, is it not? Just to pick on up and cart yourself on off with this guy. That's intrusive. And that's disruptive to everybody. Jesus is asking them to do something that's just impossible. And what do? Well, Simon and Andrew, they didn't even ask a question. They simply drop their nets and follow. Isn't that just like a bunch of boys? They don't talk to anybody. They just drop their nets and they go. Well, and the other two, James and John, they don't even say goodbye. They just leave their daddy and get up and go. That's irresponsibility, if you ask me. Is it not? They just, "How'd you do?" Don't kiss anybody. You know, that's irresponsibility. Yet is it? What was it about this man? He walks up and he says, "Come follow me." And they did it. You know, there had to be something about his eyes, something about his countenance, something about him. Jesus has that expectation, folks. He does not expect us to have a drive-by relationship. He does not want a Sunday school relationship with us. He doesn't expect us to show up here in the house and then do nothing else. That's what he expects of us. He expects us to be radical in our response to him. Oh, no, you're saying she's going to meddling. She wants me to do something about this man? He expects us to be just as radical. Just as radical. Let's look at why these responses, their response is so radical. There are three radical responses. First, they got out of the boat. They could have sat there and said, "Isn't that nice that he called us? Don't we feel special? Isn't that special? We're just going to sit here and wave at him and say, 'Thank you, Jesus.'" But they got out of the boat. That boat that symbolized all their material goods, they got out of the boat. That boat that symbolized everything that they owned, they got out of the boat. That boat was all they had, and they got out of the boat. That's radical. That's radical to leave all your possessions. You mean they left their iPads? Mm-hmm. And their cell phones? Uh-huh. And their big screen TVs the week before the Super Bowl? Uh-huh. They left all they had. All they took were their sandals and what was on their back. They left their recliners. I like my recliner. They left all the material goods. That's a radical response. The second radical response is, and this one's tough, they surrendered their relationships to Jesus Christ. Let that sink in for a moment. They surrendered their relationships to Jesus Christ. Have you? Have you made Jesus Christ paramount above every relationship? Above your spouse? Above your children? Have you put him above everybody? Here's the one that I'm really wrestling with. They left their nets before they confessed him as Messiah. You see, we know the end of the story. They did not. It's almost a year later before he asked, 18 months later, before he asked the question, "Who do you say that I am?" They follow him before they know who he really is. They didn't have to study. They didn't form a committee. They didn't do seminary, thanks be to God. Before they knew who he truly was, they formed a relationship. They followed him before they really understood that he was the Christ. You see, Jesus simply says, "Follow me, become a disciple, fall in love with me, and as you love me and walk with me for the entirety of your life, I will reveal myself in deeper and deeper ways." You don't have to know me in my entirety to follow me, is what Jesus is saying. You don't have to have all your questions answered. It's okay to have doubts and fears and questions to follow Jesus the Christ. You just got to follow. Everything will be revealed. And it's okay if you have the questions, which I, for one, am very grateful for. Because I have questions, and I have fears, and I have doubts. Yet Jesus is still Jesus the Messiah. All will be revealed if you're willing to stay in love and stay in relationship. But they left their nets. So here's what I want you to ponder this week. Here's your takeaway. Do you have the courage to leave behind your boat, your relationship, and your net to follow this Jesus? Do you? You don't need to have a lot, just a little bit. And grace will give you all that you need. Grace will fill in the gaps. One step, and grace will finish the journey. That's all for this amazing man, the this amazing man of Galilee, one step is all it takes. Let the church say,
amen.
Amen. As we come to this last hymn, this altar is open. If you need to start that step here, this altar is open. If you need to start that step in your pew, start that step. My sisters and brothers, I pray the day will be the day. Whatever you need, the doors of the church are open. Whatever you need, God stands ready. As we stand and sing,
344.
Lord, we have come to the lakeshore.